Okay, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We will take the usual format today, beginning with a broadcast section and Uma and Sky Sports News. Off you go, Uma.
Hi, Liam. How are you?
Hey, good.
Thanks for speaking to us. I want to start by asking about Enzo Fernandez. I know you were hoping for him to return this week. How has he been in training this week, and can we expect to see him in the starting 11?
Yeah, don't ever tell you to start in 11. Crazy to say what the starting 11 will be 2 days before. Very big game. Enzo's been training with the group. He's been training very, very well, and it's business as usual in terms of the selection for the game.
In terms of fitness elsewhere, are you expecting any other returns? And also, I want to ask specifically about Levi, because I know we've seen videos of him in training. Are you expecting him to be involved in a squad before the end of the season?
I'm hoping so. Obviously, Levi is an outstanding player and a leader in the dressing room. I think Levi will play some minutes for the under-21s tomorrow, which is fantastic for him. When you have a long-term injury, such as the extent of Levi's injury, you need a long rehab period. And I want to make sure that he's 100% right in terms of his match fitness before we consider him for selection for our first team. Yeah, Trevor trained today, not quite fully modified, and we'll make a decision on him, but he's very, very close. Reese is a little bit further away.
Thank you. I know it's been a tough run for you lately, and at the moment you sit 4 points off those Champions League spots heading into this game. Are you feeling the pressure of this one as a must-win game in terms of that mission to finish in the top five?
Yeah, I think as the season goes on, the less games you have left, the more important the games become. We have to take advantage of this moment. We're running out of time. We need to show that initiative on Saturday evening, and we need to play on the front foot, and we need to make up those points, which is still definitely possible.
And given the recent difficulties, I suppose perhaps it's not surprising that some of the fans are maybe feeling a little disheartened. This weekend there is a planned protest ahead of this game by a fan group. Can you understand that feeling of disgruntlement?
Yeah, you talk in terms of the process. You're talking about the last few results, or you're talking about, yeah. To be honest, every supporter has their viewpoint. Every supporter wants their club to do well and to win games of football. Our job, my job with the team is to produce those results in the long term. So I respect any fans' points of view, but that's not my focus. My focus is on winning the game on Saturday.
And the game, of course, is up against Parrot and Manchester United, who I know.
No, Michael, someone firstly as a player, I greatly admired him. Secondly, as a coach, I know he's an amazing coach because he did a fantastic job with Middlesbrough for a period of time where they were pushing consistently at the top end of the Championship. I'm not surprised in terms of the points return that he's got there because he's a very, very good coach and a good guy. But we know we have to play at our best to win a difficult game on Saturday. Thank you.
Thanks, Huma. Roger?
Hi, Liam. Hi. Can I ask you about, you talked about needing to make up the points, make up the ground. How important is something like discipline going to be? Because a couple more yellow cards the other day against Manchester City for dissent, it seems to have been an issue this season. Are you concerned that maybe the players aren't as focused? Is that frustration that's coming through on their part?
No, I've had this question many times. We need to be perfect in every area or near perfect in every area to get to where we want to be, but it's possible. What we have to do, yes, our discipline needs to be good, but also moments of the game when we're on top, we have to take advantage. Moments when we're under pressure, we need to not give up goals. So it's an all-round thing that we need to improve, and I need to help that process. So it's not just discipline. It's one of the many areas that we all need to improve in.
You mentioned they're not giving up goals. You have problems in front of goal. Last three games in the Premier League without one. Against Manchester United, they're going to be missing Maguire, Martinez. They're going to have an inexperienced central defensive partnership, assuming that Heaven and Euro start. Is that something you can really exploit, do you think, in this fixture?
No, I don't talk about individuals of other teams. We have a way that we play. In terms of chance creation, we're actually still very good. We're still very good in terms of chance creation. We just haven't taken those moments, like I've just said in the previous question. We need to be more clinical. We need to be more ruthless in both boxes and not give up chances from our own doing. And if you do that, you give yourself a chance to win a game of football.
You say you don't want to talk about individuals, but would you accept that United perhaps... That's an area where they might be weaker.
Well, that's not for me to speak. I don't speak about other teams. I have respect for other teams, and we all work in exactly the same way and the same process that we do for every team we play.
You're competing with United, obviously, for the those Champions League spots. A lot of people suggested because United went out of the cups early, they weren't in Europe, that it would be to their advantage to have fewer games. Your players obviously been playing all the way since last summer. Do you see it that way? It's become to this crucial stage of the season now in terms of fatigue and so on that they might have the upper hand.
No, I think you try to build your squad the best you can to challenge for the competitions you're in. Obviously, having clear weeks to work with your team as a coach, it makes things easier to get your point of view across, to get your process across, to get your rest period. But now I don't want to talk about any excuses or anything that could be seen as the upper hand. We need to win this game and we need to play on the front foot with energy. And if we do that, we'll give ourselves a really good chance to win the game.
Thanks, Roger. John?
Hi, Liam. How are you coping with this situation at the moment? This must be surely the toughest run you've been through, isn't it, as a manager?
Yeah, I think obviously we're not in a good place in terms of the results. It's a brilliant challenge in terms of myself, in terms of my energy, what I give the team, and what more about what we do together. We've had a lot of really strong conversations as a group. We've had some very, very good training sessions. And I think in this moment, you find out about yourself, you find out about your group, and you actually just have to stay focused on the process, which is the here, the day in, day out.
How difficult is it to keep the group together and keep the group united during and the noise that surrounds it as well?
The noise is not anything that you can control. What you can control are your group in terms of our spirit, which I don't think's ever been in question. I don't think there's been a lack of effort, especially the game against Manchester City. We're playing against probably the most informed team definitely in this country right now. And for 50 minutes, 55 minutes, we're well in the game, if not the better team. Then a moment happens. Then you lose confidence. So the team are together. We're united. We know we all want to be successful together. That's not a question for the moment.
Did the situation with Enzo Fernandez affect the group at all? Did it divide certain pockets of the group?
Not that I'm aware, no.
No. So as far as you're concerned, there's no issue with the...
No, Enzo's come back to the group this week. Group's been fantastic in terms of his training. Enzo has as well, and his application to training and our group's application to training. So no.
How do you go about with these last seven games trying to turn this around?
You focus on what you can control, which is our performance, which is analysing ourselves, analysing the opposition, and working, making sure your process is right, making sure the attitude and the energy and the application to the game is right. And what hasn't changed is we have got some very, very good players who can make the difference, and I expect a good performance on Saturday.
Thanks, John. Simon?
Hey, in terms of Levi, is it behind closed doors or friendly? Is that something that's been set up?
No, it's not been set up especially for him, but it's something that we think is right for him in this moment, has come about in this moment for him.
And in terms of, what do you want to see from your Chelsea side now? What are they not doing now that perhaps they were doing when you first took over and went on that road?
When I look at the run we're on now, in a very short space of time, I think we have 4 games in 8 days or 9 days in that period. It was a lot for the group in terms of the standard of the games, the intensity of the games. And if I look at each game, I think it's just come down to a loss of concentration or focus in a moment that then has snowballed into the rest of the performances. So mistake against Newcastle or the mistake against Paris Saint-Germain, and then it snowballs into a lack of confidence. What I want to see the team do is go and push for the first goal and not give the first goal up and give themselves the confidence to go on and win the game. And you could see against Manchester City, Cucurella is probably an inch away from scoring the first goal, and then that changes the momentum and the flow of the team. We're not as far away as probably what it feels like, but what we have to do is manage the margins of the game a little bit better.
Thanks, Simon. And we'll finish with Rob.
Do you get the sense that the players still believe they can qualify for the Champions League this season? They'll be aware of a lot of the negative talk that's going on. Does it feel like it's affecting them?
Of course they still believe. Of course we still believe. I don't know why you would ask that question. I don't understand why you would.
Well, you've got a lot of young players in the team.
Okay.
The mentality of the team has been questioned at times, and it has been a particularly difficult run. You've seen that gap to the top five get bigger and bigger. I just wondered whether it was something that you're seeing, get through to the players.
No, I haven't seen that.